Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Pei Vav. We are holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. Today's daf is mostly going to be about my Sereshon. First, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So today's daf is going to be mostly about my Sereshon, particularly the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Beis is going to seem to indicate that someone who is not a Levi is not allowed to eat my Sereshon. But that doesn't seem to be the halacha. There is a din that someone who is not a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. But Maaser Rishon, while it's given to a Levi, that's a Dine Mamonos issue that it has to go to a Levi. There doesn't seem to be any Isser for someone who's not a Levi to eat Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara is going to have three explanations of why the Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to have Maaser Rishon. There doesn't seem to be any halach like that. So that's going to be Amud Aleph going through all three of those explanations. Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to go through a little bit of the history of Maaser Rishon, that at some point certain people were eligible for Maaser Rishon, and then at another point they made a knas on certain people, and other people were eligible. So what exactly was the halacha beforehand? Was it really open to more than just Levium beforehand, or really only to Levium beforehand? And what was the halacha after they made the knas against the Levium with Maaser Rishon? So let's begin again. We're holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael, we know that if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. But what if she's only Me'uresas LeKohen, she has Erisin, but not yet Nisuin, or maybe she was fully married to a Kohen, but the husband is dead, but now Me'uberes MiKohen, the husband is dead, but she doesn't have any children yet. She only is carrying a Kohen's baby when her husband, the Kohen, died. Or Shomeres Yavam LaKohen. She's not carrying Kohen's baby, but she's waiting to do Yibum with her deceased Kohen husband's Kohen brother. So she's a Shomeres Yavam to a Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LiYisrael. Or similarly, if it was a Bas Kohen, in any of these three situations with the Yisrael, either she had Erusin with the Yisrael, she was carrying the Yisrael's baby, or then the Yisrael had died, or the Yisrael had died and she's awaiting Yibum from his Yisrael brother. So in all those cases, Lo Tochel B'Truma, meaning in either direction, she does not get the benefit of Truma. She doesn't get Truma's Beis Aviyah, nor if the husband is a Kohen, she does not get the Truma of her husband's house. That's what we said back on Daf Samach Zayin Beis, that a Ubar Hayyim Yavam, the Erisin, Poslin V'lomachilin. It's enough to passel her from Truma's Beis Aviyah, but these relationships, these connections to Kohuna, are not enough to be Ma'achil her Truma. So just like we say that Midine Kohuna, we're going to say the same thing when it comes to Maaser Rishon. Bas Yisrael Mu'uresas L'Levi, Mu'uberes L'Levi, Shomeres Yavam L'Levi. With any of these three relationships that she might have with the Levi, that either she only has Erisin, but not yet Nisun with the Levi, she was already married to the Levi, but the Levi's dead and now she's carrying his baby. Or the Levi is dead and now she's awaiting Yibum with his Levi brother. V'chein bas Levi liYisrael, and the same is true if she's from a Levi family and the husband is Yisrael. In all these cases, lo tochal b'meiser, she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara is going to have to discuss that at length. What do you mean she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon? Everybody's allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. There's no Isser for a Zar to eat Maaser Rishon. But in some sense, she doesn't have the privileges of Maaser Rishon that a Levi would have, because it's enough to apostle her, so to speak, but not to be machil her. Bas Levi, mu'res l'kohen, mu'beres m'kohen, shomeres yavim l'kohen, v'chein bas kohen l'levi, lo tocha lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser. And if she's a bas kohen to a Levi, or bas Levi to a kohen, in any of these three relationships, she doesn't have either one. She gets neither benefit, even though you might say, Mimanav Shachira, you got to tell me what I am. Either I belong to my father's house and I'm let's say your father's a Kohen, so I should have Truma, or I belong to my husband's house and I should be able to have a Meiser. Or if it's the other way around, she's a Bas Levi to a Kohen. Either I belong to my father's house, I should have Meiser, or I belong to my husband's house and I should have Truma. But either way, we do not do that. We say that she doesn't get either one. The Gemara explains that when it says in the Sefer, Lo Tocha, Lo B'Truma, Lo B'Meiser, it must not mean Maaser Rishon, because a Kohen is certainly allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Meaning we're going to see there, maybe we know that Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. But the relationship that Israel has with Maaser Rishon is not the same as the relationship that a Kohen has with Maaser Rishon. A Kohen is much more shaychus to Maaser Rishon, we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to say that it can't possibly mean that she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, because even if she's a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So Bas Levi, that's Nesul a Kohen, Mimanav Shech is able to eat Maaser. So what the Mishnah means to say is that you don't give the woman Truma or Maaser in the Sada, either because it's going to be a violation of an Isser Yichud if you're out in the field all alone, or because we make a gzeira atu bas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen and got divorced without us knowing that they got divorced, that she's going to take Truma and the Sada and Maaser, she's going to take all these things be Isser, the Gemara is going to say, so hu adin l'nesua, and in this case, we would say in this last line of the Mishnah, since it's all about receiving these matanos in the Sada, that's the problem. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's only Be'eris, or she's only pregnant, or she's only nothing, or she's only Shomeris Yavim. Even if she was actually married to these people, she would not be allowed to be Notelas B'Sada. So this last line is really very different than the first two lines. The only reason we mention these three cases, we're just trying to keep the Mishnah parallel. But that's what we're going to see much later in the Gemara. So ask the Gemara on the second din in the Mishnah. First din was fine, right? We're talking about the dinim of Truma. So we said that these three relationships of either only having Erisin, or only carrying his baby, or only waiting for a Yibum from a Kohen is not enough to be Machil or Truma, because there's an Isser of a Zar to eat Truma. Someone who's not a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. But what about the second line in the Mishnah, the second halacha in the Mishnah about Maaser Rishon? Utehe Zara, even if you say that she's totally a Zara, she's not a Levi at all. Zara Milo Achla B'Maaser, even Yisrael is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Why would someone who's not a Levi be just because she's not a full-fledged Levi, not be allowed to eat Maaser Rishon? Even Yisrael is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara answers, Amar Nachman Rav Shmuel, the first of three answers, Hamani Rabbi Meir Hi, Tamar Maaser Rishon, Asul Azarim. In a Chinami, our Mishnah is assuming like the Sheet of Rav Meir, and Rav Meir holds that a Zar is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Ditanya, Truma Lekohen, Truma goes to, you give it to a Kohen, and it's only eaten by a Kohen, or Maaser Rishon, the Levi, when Maaser Rishon, you give it to a Levi, and it can only be eaten by a Levi, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matira lekohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows Maaser Rishon even for a Kohen. So you see that Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Rishon is only for a Levi and not for a Yisrael. So you see that that's the Shita that our Mishnah must be following when it assumes that if she doesn't have a din of a Leviyah, that she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what does he mean when he says, when we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is matira lekohen? So Mechal di kamandi asar, sounds like someone asers a Kohen from eating Maaser Rishon, and that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah needed to be matir a Kohen to eat Maaser Rishon. But l'chora, that's a davar pasha that a Kohen is allowed to eat Maaser. Rabbi Meir also doesn't disagree with that. Rabbi Meir agrees that a Kohen is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. The Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis that we find kama mekomos in the Torah that Kohanim are called Leviim, that they're incorporated within the title Leviim. So no one holds that a Kohen is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Ele'ema no snow af l'kohen. No, it's not about the eating. Where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was mechadesh was that you're allowed to be, you could be yotze your chiyuv of giving Maaser Rishon even when you give it to a Kohen. Meaning there are two dinim over here. There's the din of achila, and then there's the din of nesina. Rabbi Meir holds that the mitzvah's nesina of Maaser Rishon is only to a Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says even the mitzvah's nesina could be accomplished by giving the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. But as far as achila is concerned, everyone holds a Kohen is allowed to be Ochel Maaser Rishon. The machlokas is the Yisrael allowed to be Ochel Maaser Rishon? Rabbi Meir says no, and that's what we're assuming our Mishnah is following, that Yisrael is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that yes, everybody else would say yes, Yisrael is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So now the Gemara explains that machlokas about the Yisrael of eating Maaser Rishon. My time with Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir think that Israel is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon? So I'm Rav Acha Brei D'Rabba, Mishmei de Gemara. Rav Acha Brei D'Rabba says Mishmei de Gemara. So Rashi points out whenever you have Mishmei de Gemara, it means that it's not a Svara. It means that he has a tradition. Gemara very often means, in Talmud Bavli, Gemara means a tradition. Just like we have Gemara Gemirila, means that there is a tradition that this is the Psak. It doesn't mean that there's someone named Gemara and that the Gemara was teaching it means that there's a tradition. So he learned this halacha from a tradition to darshan the pasuk as follows. Pasuk says, "Ki es maaser b'nei Yisrael asher yorim el Hashem truma." So the pasuk itself refers to maaser and truma in the same pasuk. So that's a hekesh between maaser rishon and truma. There's some link between them. So Reb Meir makes the link as follows: Ma truma asur lezarim, just like truma is not permissible for someone who's not a kohen to eat, for Yisrael to eat. Af maaser rishon asur lezarim. So to maaser rishon, someone who's not the right person to eat it, meaning a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat it. Someone who's below the level of yichus needed to eat it. So just like truma, kuhuna is the level of yichus necessary. If you're below that level, it's aser. So too by maaser rishon, where Levi is the appropriate level. If you're below that level, if you're a Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat maaser rishon. So ask the Gemara, you're really going to make a hekesh between truma and maaser rishon? Well, then you got to make the hekesh all the way. Ain't hekesh lemechza, right? So if you're going to link the two, you have to link the two entirely, and that would lead you with the following result: ima truma chayav nolav misa v'chomesh. If a person eats truma b'mezid and he's a zar, he's chayav misa b'tei shemayim. If a person eats truma b'shogeg and he's a zar, he's chayav to not only pay back the truma but to pay back an extra 25% as well. So if meiser, you can say the same thing by meiser. If a zar eats meiser, chayav nolav misa. If he does it b'mezid, he's chayav misa v'chomesh. If he does it b'shogeg, he's chayav to pay an extra 25%. So Amar Krab Pasuk says, "Umesuvo ki yichaluluhu v'yasav chamishiso alav." So that pasuk is only by truma, and we darshan that there's a miut in each of those pasukim. Both the pasuk that describes the misa b'day shemayim of eating truma b'mezid, and the pasuk that describes adding the extra chomesh of eating truma b'shogeg, have a word that tells me that it's only for truma. Bo v'lo b'meiser, alav v'lo al meiser. That bo, you're only chayiv misa if you have truma b'mezid, and you're only chayiv the chomesh alav if you have truma b'shogeg, not for meiser. Say nachinami, there is a hekesh, and from the hekesh we should learn all of the din of truma apply to meiser, but we're only able to actually learn the din that a zar is asr to eat it, but we cannot learn the onesh of what a zar has of a zar being asr to eat it, because dafka when it describes the onesh, the Torah has a word that limits it only to a kohen. V'rabbanan, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that even Yisrael is allowed to eat meiser rishon. What's he going to respond to Rameir's drasha? Rameir is a very good hekesh that seems to link Meiser Rishon to Truma. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who the Gemara over here refers to as Rabbanan, the Ritva explains that the reason he's called Rabbanan over here is because the Rabbanan paskin like him, and we paskin like him. So that's why it's a way of the Gemara indicating that this is the mainstream view, that Rameir is like a Das Yachid. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the mainstream view that we normally assume that Zarim are allowed to eat, that Yisrael is allowed to eat Meiser Rishon. So what are you going to do with that drasha? So he'll say, yes, I know that there's a hekesh, but the hekesh teaches me the following, that ma truma toveles, just like so long as you're not mafresh truma, the peros are considered tevel, and you chayiv misa b'dei shemayim if you eat those peros because they're tevel. So af maaser rishon nami tovel. So too, if you have not yet taken maaser rishon, the peros are considered to be tevel, and therefore if you eat those peros, you're going to be chayiv misa as well. Tosfos raises the question, but ein hekesh lemechsa. So just like according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we learn from the Hekish that Maaser Rishon is Tovel, that it makes the items Tevel, so too we should learn that it's Legabe Truma, that it should be Asaba Achila. We should learn from Truma that Maaser Rishon should be Asaba Achila Lazarim. Meaning, the Gemara seems to be accepting the principle that Ein Hekish Lemechza, right? It's just that we had a miut in the Pasuk to tell me not to learn the Onesh from one to the other. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, why is it that we're only learning one of the possible dinim and not the other possible din from the hekesh between Maaser Rishon and Truma? He's agreeing that there's such a hekesh. So Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Af raises that question, and Tosfos suggests that since we can't make the hekesh legamri as far as the Yisrael Chil Lazar, because the Levim are considered like Zarim as far as Truma is concerned, and nevertheless they eat Maaser Rishon, so therefore you can't learn the hekesh at all to the Yisrael Zar. Meaning, what was the original hekesh that Rameir wanted to say? Oh, just like Truma is asr for Zarim, so too Maaser Rishon should be asr for Zarim. Wait a second. Truma is asr for Zarim. That means Truma is asr for Levim. Maaser Rishon is not asr for Levim. So that hekesh doesn't work. Meaning that application of the hekesh doesn't work. The way we formulated it before, the way Rav Meir must understand it, is that that just like truma is asr for anybody who's below the station of who it's prescribed for, so to my Sarishon is asr for anyone who's below the station of who it's prescribed for. But really what the Hekesh should be telling us is just like truma is asr for anyone who's not a Kohen, so to my Sarishon is asr for anyone who's not a Kohen. But we know that's not true. We know that my Sarishon is mutter for a Levi. So therefore, Rav Blazer ben Azari says that limud is totally disqualified. We can't have such a limud from the Hekesh. Now, it happens to be that if my Sarishon is eaten by a Zar, Rav Blazer ben Azari would say there's no Chi of Misa. So it's interesting to say that my Sarishon is Tovel, which means that if you have produce that you just haven't taken my Sarishon from, it's Tevel, and therefore you're Chayiv Misa for it. So Rashi points out this anomaly. Wait a second. The whole reason Tevel is a problem is just because I haven't separated out the Maaser Rishon from it. So why should it be a problem? Why should it be Chayiv Misa for eating the Tevel, where it's the whole problem with the Tevel is that it's got Maaser Rishon in it? Even if you did separate the Maaser Rishon and I eat the Maaser Rishon, I'm not going to be Chayiv Misa. So that's an anomaly. That's a little bit strange. The Ritva explains this because by Tevel, there's also Trumas Meiser. I mean, if you haven't been mafresh the Meiser Rishon from it, it means that there's also Trumas Meiser in the mix. Because from Meiser Rishon, you take Trumas Meiser for sure is only eaten by a Kohen. So in that sense, Tevel is more Chamor than Meiser Rishon. That whole discussion, though, assumes that the problem with Tevel is the Truma or Meiser Shabo, that the whole Isra of Tevel, that Tevel is not an independent Isser, but that Tevel is the only Asser based on the Truma or Meiser Shabo. So then the Asvan Dal Reiser of Yosef Engel and Klal Beis raises this Safek. He says, that which a Truma is Asser to Uzar, is that a brand new Isser that's Neschadesh Al Yedei the Hafrasha, that by being Mafresh the Truma, now I call this a shame Truma, and therefore it becomes Asser to Uzar, there's a new Isser called Truma to Uzar, or maybe, no, before you were mafresh anything, there was an Isser Tevel. That Isser Tevel is for everybody. It was for a Kohen, for a Zar, for everybody. Now that you mafresh Truma, that Isser Tevel transfers onto the Truma or continues onto the Truma, but in a more limited sense, only to a Zar and not to a Kohen. So he says that the Isser of Truma to a Zar seems to be the same Isser as Tevel, because the Onesh of Ochel Truma and Ochel Tevel are the same. Someone who eats Tevel is Misa Bidei Shemai. Truma is also Misa Bidei Shemayim. So it sounds like Truma Lazar is Mitam Isser Tevel. But he says he brings a raya from Rashi that Adraba, the Isser of Tevel, is Mikach the Isser Truma Mu'ureves Bo. Not that the Isser of Truma, meaning there are two ways to look at it. It could be that the Isser of Truma is a function of the Isser Tevel, or no, the Isser Tevel is a function of the Isser Truma, right? Meaning that why is Tevel problematic? Because there's still Truma in there that hasn't been taken out. Or you could have said the other way. The way Rav Yosef Engel originally said is, why is Truma problematic? Because it's Tevel that's never been solved. It all started as an Isser Tevel, and it's Tevel that's never been solved. So in Asan Daraisi, he says, from Rashi, it sounds like that the Isser of Tevel comes Mikach, the Isser of Truma. And it's not a separate Isser of Achilles Tevel, because the whole Isser is only because you're eating the Truma that's Mu'urav Bo. So he has a long discussion on this topic with Rayas back and forth about how to understand the relationship between the Isser of Tevel and the Isser of Truma. Okay, so that's the discussion. But again, what we're saying in our Gemara is that according to Rabbi Meir, someone who's not a Kohen is not allowed to eat even Maaser Rishon, and he learns that from a Hekesh to Truma. Rabbi Blazer ben Azari says, I know that there is a Hekesh to Truma, but the Hekesh to Truma between Maaser Rishon and Truma only teaches me that there's such a din of Tevel if you haven't been Mafresh Maaser Rishon. As far as who's allowed to eat it, the Hekesh doesn't teach me anything about who's allowed to eat it, because while it's true that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, well, a Zar is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara brings a raya to this drasha from the Brisa that compares Tevel that you were not Mafresh Truma from to Tevel that you were not Mafresh Maaser from. Ukidetanya, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Yachal, lo yechayev ela al Tevel shalo hura mimenu kalikar. One might think that you're only chayev if you eat Tevel that hasn't had any Truma, so Maaser taken from it whatsoever. But hura remember Truma Gadola Menu Maaser Rishon, but if you did take Truma Gadola, but you just didn't take Maaser Rishon, or Maaser Rishon below Maaser Sheni, you were Mafresh Maaser Rishon, you just didn't get to be Mafresh Maaser Sheni, which you yourself are allowed to keep, but you just have to eat in your Shalayim. Vafilu Maaser Adi, or if it's year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, you were Mafresh Truma Gadola and Maaser Rishon, you just weren't Mafresh Maaser Ani, which doesn't even have Kedusha, it's just Tzedakah. So minayin, how do I know that someone who eats it is chayiv mishum tevel? So tamalomer l'sucha lechel b'sharecha. The pasuk says l'sucha lechel b'sharecha ulalanu omer, and later on it says v'nasat levi l'galias omer va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. So it's talking about the third year of the Shemitah cycle where it's a din of ma'aser ani. So ma'sharecha amr la'alan ma'aser ani, just like the pasuk about ma'aser ani uses the term sharecha, av sharecha amr kan ma'aser ani. So too when it talks about the isra of eating tevel, and he uses the word sharecha, it must be telling me that something is tevel, even if all it's missing is meiser ani. V'amarachmana lo suchal, and the pasuk says lo suchal lechel b'sharecha. So it's as if it says lo suchal lechel tevel, so long as it's b'sharecha, so long as you still have not been mafresh meiser ani, so long as you have not yet taken care of meiser ani. So it says if the pasuk is telling me that when you're not mafresh meiser ani, that's tevel, and based on that, I could figure out on my own that if you haven't been mafresh meiser rishon, you haven't been mafresh meiser sheni, that must also be tevel, because those things are more chamur than meiser ani. Meiser ani is just a din of tzedakah; it's not a din of any kedusha whatsoever, as opposed to everything else. Meiser sheni has kedusha; you got to eat in Yerushalayim. Meiser rishon has kedusha; it's only gets given to Leviim. So things that have kedusha to it, certainly it's going to be tevel if you haven't been mafresh those items. Tosfos Shalom says, wait a second, I only have a pasuk that tells me that something is tevel, that you get punished for tevel if you're not mafresh meiser ani, and everything else, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, I derive from a kal v'chomer. What about ein onshin min adin? You're not allowed to use a kal v'chomer to teach me that there's an onesh. The pasuk has to spell it out explicitly. What happened to ein onshin min adin? So Tosfos Shalom gives the answer that's always it's like the standard answer of ein onshin min, you know, of a question of ein onshin min adin, and that is gilui milsa bialma. You know, it's like whenever rishon asks the question, isn't something a gzera l'gzera? So you know what the answer is always going to be kula chad gzera, that it's really somehow all one gzera, is all incorporated with one. So whenever Rishon asks, what about Ein Onshin Min Adin? No, this isn't a Kal V'Chomer. This is so obvious, it's just a Gilui Milsa. Meaning, apparently, Kal V'Chomer requires some intellectual exercise. Gilui Milsa is like, it's so obvious that one is more Chomer than the next, that you're allowed to apply an Onesh when something is only a Gilui Milsa. I'm not sure what the Geder of a Gilui Milsa versus a Kal V'Chomer is. Kal V'Chomer is also very logical, so I'm not sure exactly how to be Magdi that, but that's how the Tosfos Yeshanim writes over here on the side of the page. So says the Gemara, now the Gemara explains why the Rabbanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, requires the hekesh between Meiser and Truma if I learn from Rabbi Yossi's drasha that you chayev on tevel that you were not mafresh Meiser from. Meaning the whole hekesh between Meiser and Truma, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used to teach me that you chayev for tevel when you haven't been mafresh Meiser Rishon. So, but now I have a limud from Bisharecha to tell me that you chayev for tevel if you haven't been mafresh Meiser Rishon. So if I only would have learned from there, hava amina lelav aval misalav, I would have thought yes, that you're chayv malchus reading tevel that Meiser Rishon has not been hufresh from, but you're not going to be chayv misa. So kamash malan, that's why the hakish between Meiser and Truma tells me that just like by Truma there's a chayv misa if you eat it before the afrasha, so too by Meiser there's a chayv misa if you eat it before the afrasha. So lishna achrina, another version of this discussion is that the Gemara doesn't bring a raya from Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara just brings the whole brice of Rabbi Yossi as a kasha, that you're telling me that there's a hekesh that teaches that if you haven't been mafresh maestros, that the thing has the status of tevel maestro rishon to tevel mit Rabbi Yossi nafka. I don't need a hekesh, I have a limud in the brisa. So the Gemara answers the same answer that we gave, that if it were only for that, I would only know that it's a lav, I wouldn't know that it's chiv misa. So that's why I need a hekesh between maestro and truma to tell me that someone who eats tevel that maestro rishon has not been hufresh from is chayiv misa. So b'mayu kimta, how do we explain the Mishnah right now? I mean, all of this started because we said in the Mishnah had this line that indicates that a bas yisrael is not allowed to eat maaser rishon. So Gemara said, mehechi tesi, bas yisrael is not allowed to eat maaser rishon. Zar is mutar to eat maaser rishon. So answer number one was no. Our Mishnah is assuming like shitas Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds taka that a zar is not allowed to eat maaser rishon. He thinks that the hekesh between truma and meiser teaches that a zar is not allowed to eat it. Says Mara, so b'mayu kimti. He said that. Oh, what's our mishnah going like? Rabbi Meir say im seifa, but then you read weiter in the mishnah and it says bas levi mureses lekoyin bas koyin lelevi lo socha lo b'truma v'lo b'meiser hacha meizar esika. But when you have a case where a woman, her connection is either to a levi or her connection is to a kohen, and she has no tzad Yisrael at all, she has no tzad zaras at all. So we said that she's not allowed to eat meiser either. Well, why not? Meaning that there's no isra of zar over there. So I'm Rav Shesha. So says Gemara, we need a second approach to our Mishnah. My eino ochelus dektani. When the Mishnah says eino ochelus, does not mean that there's an isra of achilas of meiser rishon. Eino nosenus rishos litrom. Now, of course, anyone is allowed to eat meiser rishon. What it means is that the arusa is not allowed to appoint a shliach to take trumas meiser from her aris's meiser rishon. She has arisin with a man, so her husband has meiser rishon. She is not allowed to appoint a shliach to take the trumas meiser from that. And if he does, it's considered torim shalom midas habaylim. It's considered that he's doing it without permission of the owner, and therefore it's not truma. So mechal de nisuin osenus rishos. So says Mar, wow, so that implies that once a woman has nisuin, then she is allowed to appoint a shliach to take trumas meiser from her husband's meiser rishon. Says Mar, in, that's 100% correct. We assume that a husband trusts his wife to do things like this. So, but that's only once they're fully married, once she's actually running the household. Vatanya, and it's mefurish in the brisa like this that it says by meiser rishon v'achalt mosav kol makom atem uveischem lime dal nesua bas yisrael. You see that if a girl is a bas yisrael married to a levi, shenosenes rishul slitrom, that from uveischem means beso zuishto. So the pasuk is equating the woman of the house with the man of the house to tell me that just like he's allowed to be mafresh trumas meiser, she too is allowed to be mafresh trumas meiser. So ata omer, so you want to tell me that we're equating the man with the woman in order to give reshus litrom lechel? Or maybe the pasuk is only coming to be matir to eat the peros of meiser rishon, but not to be toring. So marta truma chamura. Now truma is chamura ochelas. The bas yisrael that's nesuin lekohen is allowed to eat meiser akal okolshkin. For sure, she'd be allowed to eat meiser when she's married to a levi. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. I wouldn't need the pasuk to tell me that if a girl is married to a levi, that she's allowed to eat meiser rishon, because I already have a pasuk that tells me if a girl is married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. So ella limed on so basel shenasenus rishos litrom. So it must be that the pasuk is teaching me that if she's married to a levi, she's allowed to give rishos to be torim, to take trumas meiser from the meiser rishon. So now the gemara brings another answer, that when the ratio of the mishnah says that a bas yisrael is not allowed to eat meiser, it really does mean not allowed to eat. Like Rabbi Meir said, the meiser rishon is also the zarim. What about the sefer where we said that a bas kohen that's mureses lelevi or a bas levi to a kohen should for sure be allowed to eat meiser? So how come it said that she's not allowed to? So mar brei de rabbana amar lomar she'ein cholken lemeiser bebeis hagranos. In the sefer of the Mishnah, when it says bas kohen lelevi, bas levi to kohen, that she doesn't eat, she can't have truma, nor can she have meiser, it doesn't mean that she's aser ba'ach. It means we don't give her maestros outside of the city in the place of the granos when she's alone without her husband. Of course there's no iser achila. It means that we're not mechalik bebeis granos. So why would that be? So says Gemara, hani chalaman demar. I understand the reason according to the shita that the reason for the iser of giving a woman truma out in the field is mishum yichud, because in the field there aren't too many men there, and an isha has an iser of yichud with an ish. So I understand very well why you can't give a bas levi out in the field either. She has the same Mr. Yichud everybody else has. El Mandir Mishum Grusha. But if you hold that the reason of that we're not mechalik truma bebeis agranos to the wife of a kohen is because of a gzeira mishum grusha, that we're choshish that maybe she got divorced from the kohen already and she's already asura to eat truma and or meiser, and we're not going to know that, and we're going to be giving her truma to meiser. So grusha bas levi milo achla b'meiser. But why would that apply to a levi? Meaning if a woman was married to a levi and is now divorced, she should still be allowed to eat meiser, just like a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat meiser. So why would that halacha apply? Meaning there is a halacha that you're not not allowed to give truma to an Eishes Kohen out in the Beis HaGranos, out in the field. But there's a machlokas why that's true. It's either because of a cheshash that she's yichud, or because of a cheshash that she might be divorced and no longer eligible for truma. But only one of those things would make sense for an Eishes Levi. For an Eishes Levi, I have the same yichud concern, but I don't see any concern of giving a... So what if she's divorced? Even if she were divorced, you'd be allowed to give her Maaser Rishon. So the Taimeich... According to that svara that you're asking from Maisra and our Mishnah, it's not kasha. Grusha bas kohen milo achal b'truma. Grusha bas kohen is allowed to eat truma, and still the Brisa says that any woman who's married to a kohen, you're not going to give her truma mishum grusha because of the chashash that she's divorced. What if her father's a kohen also? There should be no chashash because mimanav shach she was married to a kohen, her father was a kohen. So even if she was divorced, it wouldn't be a problem. And yet we still don't even give to a grusha bas kohen truma. So ella gezeru mishum grusha bas Yisrael. The whole thing is because of a gezerah of a grusha bas Yisrael. There goes that any woman should not be given truma out in the field, because you might come to give truma to a bas Yisrael who has been divorced from her husband who was a kohen, and therefore this woman is now a zara and is not entitled to truma. So who adin in our Mishnah by a bas Levi that's mu'resus the kohen, she doesn't get maaser rishon out in the field because of this very same gezerah, because maybe you're going to give a bas Yisrael that was married to a Levi and was divorced from him, and she's asura to eat maaser rishon according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. That Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. So Ihachi, if the Isser of the Mishnah of a Bas Levi being Mures to the Kohen is Dafka as far as giving her Begoren, and it's not about her eating, Ma'iri Mures Safil Nesuanami, if that's what that last line of the Mishnah means, remember there are three lines of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah was about a Bas Levi to a Kohen or a Bas Kohen to a Levi. So if the whole Isser is not saying that she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, it's just saying you're not allowed to be Mechalik Bebes HaGoren Maaser Rishon, then even if she's Nesua, you're not allowed to do that. It's not only if she's an Arusa. So says Gemara, yeah, I did Tana Reshu Mu'reses, Tana Sevanami Mu'reses. Since the first two cases of the Mishnah only make sense by talking about an Arusa, because the first two cases talk about when she's not yet entitled to the Truma, she's not yet entitled to the Maaser Rishon. So the third case of the Mishnah, we also talk about an Arusa, even though in a Chinami, the third case of the Mishnah could be in the Nesua as well, because it's a totally separate halacha. Third case of the Mishnah is a halacha that simply you're not allowed to... be mechalik bebeis hagranos to the woman. So now the Gemara brings a brisa. We have machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ben Azariah as far as giving maaser rishon to a kohen. Right? We discussed the isser of achilas, whether there is an isser of a non kohen of a Yisrael eating maaser rishon, where a mayor said that there is such an isser. Rabbi Ben Azariah said there's no such isser. Now we have machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Ben Azariah. What about a kohen and maaser rishon? What is a kohen's relationship with maaser rishon? So Tana Rabbanan, Truma LaKohen, Maaser Rishon LaLevi. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it fits very neatly. A Kohen gets Truma, a Levi gets Maaser Rishon. Those are the rules. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, those are not exactly the rules. LaKohen below LaLevi, that Maaser Rishon goes LaKohen rather. That Maaser Rishon can go to a Kohen as well. It's not so clear cut that Truma goes only, that a Kohen gets only Truma, and a Levi gets only Maaser Rishon. No, Kohen gets Maaser Rishon as well. So it says Gemara, what, Maaser Rishon is given LaKohen? That implies LaKohen velo LaLevi, that a Levi doesn't get Maaser Rishon. Only a Kohen gets Maaser Rishon. So no. What he meant is, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant is, Ema, Af LaKohen. Of course a Kohen gets Truma and a Levi gets Maaser Rishon, but it means that Maaser Rishon can go not only to a Levi, you can even give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, Maaser Rishon is the exclusive property of the Levi, does not go to a Kohen. So my time with Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva hold Maaser Rishon can only be given to a Levi? Because it's a Pasuk. Vel ha-Levim tedaber v'yamarta aleihem. And the Pasuk continues, Kisichu me'es b'nei Yisrael es ha-ma'aser. So you give Maaser to a Levi. V'Levim kam shoy the Pasuk is talking about Levim. V'idach, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, how could he hold that you can give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen? The Torah says explicitly that it's about a Levi. So it says, well, yeah, because Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. We follow the teaching of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi taught us, Be'esrim v'arba mekomos nikru kohanim Levim. There are 24 places in Tanakh where Kohanim are referred to as Levim, because Kohanim are also from Shevet Levi. So therefore, they're called Levim sometimes. V'ze'echon mehem. And this Pasuk about getting Maaser Rishon is one of those places. places. That the Kohanim Levim Bnei Tzadok, Tzadok was a Kohen, and the Pasuk calls his children Kohanim, who are Kohanim, Levim. So it could be that when the Torah says about the Levim, that the Levim get Meiser from the rest of Bnei Yisrael, it means Kohanim also. They're also included in Levim. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, why doesn't he explain the Pasuk is talking about Kohanim? Why does he think that the Pasuk is only about Levim and not Kohanim? Over here, when it comes to receiving Maaser Rishon, you can't say that Kohanim are also included in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says by Maaser Rishon, V'achaltem also b'kol makom. So we darshan that mi sheyachal ochla b'kol makom yatzakoyin sheyachal ochla b'sakvaros, that it has to be that Maaser Rishon is given to those who have the freedom to eat it wherever they want to eat it. A Kohen never has the freedom to eat it wherever he wants to eat it, because a Kohen is limited in places that he's allowed to go. He's not allowed to go to a Beis HaKvaros. So that's the limud that Rabbi Akiva has, that it must be that you don't give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen, because Maaser Rishon is only given to someone who has absolute freedom to eat it wherever he'd like. The Idach, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what's he going to do with the phrase, B'kol Makom, Kol Heicha D'Ba'i, D'Lo Ba'i Choma? It means any place that doesn't require, any place doesn't mean that it has to be, you know, you're not supposed to eat in a Beis HaKise. It doesn't mean any place mamish. It means that you don't need a place that's designated by having walls around it, like inside the walls of Yerushalayim, like Maaser Sheni has to be eaten inside of the walls of Yerushalayim. V'yachale b'tumas haguf lo laki. And if you eat, and also a Levi is allowed to eat it b'kal makom even in Beis HaKvaros, that he doesn't have an, it just means that you're allowed to eat it b'tumah. You don't get malchus if you eat it b'tumah. That's true of a Kohen also, that the Kohen is not going to get malchus for eating Maaser Rishon b'tumah. That's all it means. Not that you have to be allowed to eat it in a Beis HaKvaros. Hayikinasa, there was a certain field. Davashakal Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Maaser Rishon mina. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, and he took Maaser Rishon from this field, because he holds like the Kohanim are allowed to take Maaser Rishon, just like a Levi is allowed to. So also Rabbi Akiva, Ahadre Lepischa Debe Kivri. Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you're not allowed to give Maaser Rishon to a Kohen, and it only goes to a Levi, closed off the gate that was the existing opening to that field, and he instead made the only opening through a Beis HaKvaros, so that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wouldn't be able to come to the field to take the Maaser Rishon, because he was a Kohen. He's not going to be able to go through the Beis HaKvaros in order to collect the Maaser Rishon. So when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah found out about it, Amar Akiva b'Tarmilo va'anachayi, that Akiva walks b'Tarmilo and I walk without the, and I can live even without taking this Maaser. Meaning he says I'm a rich guy. I was just doing it to make a point. I don't need this Maaser Rishon. You know, I'll be fine without it, because he was a wealthy fellow. Now the Chacham in the days of Ezra made a knas on the Levim that Maaser Rishon that people gave should not only go to the Levim. So the Gemara brings Machlokas Amoraim. What exactly happened? Meaning, what was this Knas? Who is now eligible to receive Maaser Rishon after the Knas happened? See, Itmar, Neimat Kunsul Levim B'Maaser. Why is it that Maaser Rishon, that should have been the property of the Levim, is no longer fully the property of the Levim, and it's given to others? So, Pligaber Rabbi Yonason V'Savaya. Chad Amar Shalo Alu B'Mei Ezra. One is that the Levim sinned by not returning to Eretz Yisrael after Galus Bavel in the days of Ezra. V'Chad Amar K'deishis V'Kanim Alav B'Mei Tumasan. That they were misakin, that they should give Maaser Rishon to Kohanim, so that because the Kohanim relied heavily on the trumos of Bnei Yisrael, and because they don't have a nachla ba'aretz, and when they were tamei, they were asked to eat truma. So what in the world is Kohanim going to eat when they're tamei? So they had to make it. It's not so much about punishing the Levim; it's about making sure the Kohanim have what to eat. If Kohanim become tamei, they're not going to have anything to eat. So Bishlam leman diyamar shlo alu mishamachi kansinu. I understand why there would be a knas against the Levim if they did something wrong. They were an Ola B'mei Ezra. El Mandem K'deish Yismuchal of Kohanim B'mei Tumasan Mishum Kohanim Katsinu Levim. What, in order to help the Kohanim out, we're going to make a Knas on the Levim because Kohanim are sometimes tummy and they're not going to have what to eat, so we're going to punish the Levim? El Kulialma Knas HaSlal B'mei Ezra. Now everyone agrees the Levim deserve to be punished because they didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. V'acha B'acha Mithgi Mar Sover Knas HaLaniyim. The Machlokas is who gets it now? So the one who said that they were Kohanim to the Levim purely because they were not Olam Mibavel, holds that Knas, they were Misakin, that it goes to Aniyim. Umar Sover, whereas the second Shita, who holds that we're trying to take care of Kohanim as well, Kohanim B'Mei Tumasan, Aniyim Ninu, says, you're right, it goes to Aniyim, but Kohanim B'Mei Tumasan also have a din of Aniyim, because they don't have access to anything else. So we're going to skip the parentheses. So the Gemara is Docha, the Hochacha. Hachi Kamerle, Rabbi Kiva meant to say to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Idu Ka'asiz B'Toras Knasa, This is being dealt with what it says in the presence. We just don't have time. Idukas b'toras kanasa. If you want to take my rishon from midin kanas that they're going to be kodesh to levim, and because the kohanim are aniim islach, so you have meiser and v'ikas is b'toras chaluka. But if you want to take mikra adin of chalukas meiser rishon because you hold the min haTorah, meiser rishon could be given to kohanim and to levim less lach. Then no, I disagree. I think you're not entitled to that. Meaning you're not allowed to take meiser rishon because since kohanim are not allowed to take Meiser Rishon min haTorah, if you take it midin chalukah and not midin knas, the one who's no sein is not yotze yischiyuv of nesinas Meiser Rishon, because midoraisa Meiser Rishon goes to a Levi and it doesn't go to a Kohen. Minala delos liku bimei Ezra. How do I know that historically this whole thing is true, that the Levim didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Ezra? Tichsiv, because the pasuk in Ezra says va'ekabtzeim el anar haba el achva v'naga sham yamim shloshav. That Ezra says explicitly, I was looking through the yichus of the people that arrived, and they're Mimrei Levi, lo matzasi sham. Amar of Chesabit Chilu lo yom amidim shotrim, initially the shotrim that would force people to listen to the Beis Din were only Levim. Shnemar of Shotrim Alevim lefnechem. Achshav in amidim shotrim alem Yisrael. Shnemar of Shotrim harabim perashechem. So we learn from the word harabim that the shotrim are from are Yisraelim, because that's the largest portion of Klal Yisrael is Yisraelim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis.